Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Tightening the Threads by Lee Waite, narrated by Christina Delane. Chapter 1. Jesus, permit thy gracious name to stand as the first efforts of an infant's hand, and while her fingers o'er this canvas move, engage her tender heart to seek thy love. Wrought by Lucy Ann Babcock, age 11, in 1831. Lucy lived in Augusta, Maine. Her sampler is now in the Maine State Museum. Haven Harbor's streets and yards were littered with green leaves that had fallen too soon. During the 10 years I'd lived in the almost perpetually neutral shades of Arizona, I'd missed seeing Maine hills glowing with gold and scarlet and orange in late September. But the only bright color in Haven Harbor this late afternoon was a blood-red sumac bush near the patisserie. I paused, admiring its brilliance. Was it poison sumac? I should ask Dave Percy. He was the mainly needle pointer who knew poisons. Poison or not, the bush was gorgeous. And right now Dave was busy, teaching at the high school during the day and resting his leg at home in the evening. Arrow wounds don't heal quickly. Besides, I was looking forward to a girls' night, just Sarah Byrne and me and a little needle pointing. She was an expert. I wasn't, but I was learning. I stepped around puddles and cracks in the uneven pavement. Step on a crack, break your mother's back. Memories of skipping rope and drawing patterns for hopscotch on these pavements took me back.